Chapter 3. Jesus Christ won a total victory over Satan. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, you can be certain that Jesus has destroyed Satan's ability to influence you through fear or in any other way. Quote, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Unquote. 1 John 3, verse 8, King James. Jesus was sent to earth to destroy the work of Satan. Jesus accomplished this goal when he died on the cross at Calvary and rose from the dead. Jesus gave every person who has received him as Savior total and complete authority over Satan and his demons in every area, including fearful thoughts. The Bible says that Jesus, quote, "is the head of all rule and authority, of every angelic principality and power," unquote. Colossians 2, verse 10, Amplified. The words "all and every" in this verse of Scripture and the amplification clearly indicate the totality of the victory that Jesus won for you. You do not have to be influenced by Satan's demons to be afraid. Quote, "The Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and set you on a firm foundation and guard you from the evil one," unquote. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, Amplified. Jesus was crucified to set you free from fear. You must not allow the tremendous price that he paid to go in vain. Jesus said, quote, "I saw Satan falling like a lightning flash from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you," unquote. Luke 10, verse 18 and 19, Amplified. Jesus has given you the authority and power to put Satan and his demons under your feet in the spiritual realm and to keep them there. Christians have been given authority over all of the power that Satan possesses. Satan cannot harm you if you know how to successfully resist him. Quote, "In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee," unquote. Isaiah 54, verse 14, King James. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, you are righteous before God because Jesus has paid the full price for all your sins. He has set you free from fear. You must not allow Satan's demons to influence you to be afraid. Quote, "Leave no such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him," unquote. Ephesians 4, verse 27, Amplified. This verse refers to giving Satan a foothold in your life by influencing you to be angry. This same principle applies to giving Satan's demons the opportunity to influence you to be afraid. You must not allow Satan to steal the victory that Jesus has given you. When Satan and his demons attempt to influence you in any way, you can resist them by knowing what God's Word instructs you to do and obeying these specific instructions. Quote, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you," unquote. James 4, verse 7, King James. Submitting yourself to God means that you do exactly what his word instructs you to do. If you faithfully obey God and submit to him, the devil will run away. Satan's demons cannot influence you with the spirit of fear or in any other way. You cannot fight spiritual battles with human weapons. You must know exactly how to resist Satan. Quote, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms," unquote. Ephesians 6, verse 12, NIV. You are not attempting to resist a flesh and blood opponent when Satan tries to influence you to be afraid. You are resisting the spiritual influence of Satan and his demons. You cannot win this battle in the natural realm. Satan is the god of this world. He operates in the natural realm. He wants you to remain in the natural realm. God has made provision for you to live in the spiritual realm and walk in the victory that Jesus Christ won for you. You cannot fight the spirit of fear with human logic and reason. You can only fight Satan and his demons with the spiritual weapons that God has provided for you. Satan and his demons know that they will win every time if you remain in the natural realm. Quote, "For though we live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds." 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 and 4, Amplified. You must resist the attempts of Satan's demons to influence you to be afraid, but you must resist this influence in obedience to God's specific instructions regarding doing battle with the devil. Quote, "Be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him, be firm in faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians throughout the world." Unquote. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 and 9, Amplified. You can resist the influence of Satan's demons if you have absolute faith in God. If you faithfully renew your mind by studying God's word each day, and if you obey God's instructions to meditate day and night on his word, your mind and your heart will be filled with God's supernatural living word. Quote, "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is firmly fixed, trusting, leaning on and being confident in the Lord. His heart is established and steady. He will not be afraid while he waits to see his desire established upon his adversaries." Unquote. Psalm 112, verse 7 and 8, Amplified. This passage of Scripture tells you how to resist fear. You will not be influenced by bad news in the world if your heart is filled with God's word. You will not allow Satan to influence you to be fearful. You cannot stop Satan's demons from trying to influence you to be afraid, but you can control your reaction to Satan's attempts to influence you. You will not be influenced if your mind and your heart are filled with spiritual truth from God's word. Absolutely refuse to focus on what Satan is trying to put into your mind, what the news media is saying, or whatever circumstances you face. Instead of focusing on the bad news of the world, you should focus continually on the good news of God's word. Quote, "The word of God is always abiding in you, in your hearts, and you have been victorious over the wicked one." Unquote. 1 John 2, verse 14, Amplified. If your heart is filled to overflowing with the supernatural living word of God, you will walk in the victory that Jesus Christ won over Satan. Satan and his demons do not want to hear you boldly speak the word of God in response to their attempts to bring fear into your life. If your heart is filled with God's word because you have meditated on it day and night, you will speak God's word faithfully when Satan's demons attempt to influence you in any way. You will consistently focus on God and the supernatural promises he has made for you. Make Satan's demons listen to your mouth boldly, speaking the word of God. Jesus shed his blood for you at Calvary so that you do not have to accept anything that Satan tries to do to you. Quote, "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Unquote. Revelation 12, verse 11, NIV. Satan and his demons listen carefully to the words that you speak. They are exuberant if they can discern by the words that you speak that they have been successful in attempting to influence you to be afraid. God and his angels in the atmosphere around you are waiting to act upon his word. You will walk in the victory that Jesus won for you if you consistently activate God's mighty angels to work on your behalf by boldly speaking God's word. See Psalm 103, verse 20. Refuse to be dominated by a spirit of fear. Fight back. You do not fight with guns or explosive or other worldly weapons. You fight battles in the spiritual realm with your mouth. If you have faithfully meditated day and night on God's word over a period of months or years, your heart will be filled with God's supernatural living word. The abundance of God's word in your heart will pour out of your mouth. See Matthew 12, verse 34 and 35. You will walk in victory over Satan and his demons if you boldly speak the word of God when they are trying to influence you in any way. You will be like the psalmist David, who said, quote, "By the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer." Psalm 17, verse 4, King James. You accomplish two goals when you boldly speak the word of God. You stop Satan's demons from doing what they are trying to do. Also, your faith in God will increase if your ears hear your mouth consistently speaking the word of God. See Romans 10, verse 17. Fear comes from hearing the words of Satan and the bad news of the world. Faith comes from hearing the good news of the word of God. You decide the words that will come out of your mouth throughout every day of your life. When Satan's demons try to influence you in any way, speak the word of God boldly to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Devils tremble at the mighty name of Jesus. Quote, "Whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus." Unquote. Colossians 3, verse 17, Amplified. The name of Jesus Christ represents Jesus himself. Your Father has instructed you to depend completely on Jesus. If you understand the immense power of his name, you will speak his name boldly. You will not allow Satan's demons to cause you to be afraid. You will be like the psalmist David, who said, quote, "My tongue shall talk of your righteousness, rightness, and justice, and of my reasons for your praise all the day long." Unquote. Psalm 35, verse 28, Amplified. Make Satan listen to God's word. Make Satan listen to you praising God in the face of adversity. Make Satan listen to you boldly speak the name of Jesus. The last two chapters have been filled with truth from God's word about the total, complete, and absolute authority that Jesus Christ has given you. If you faithfully obey the scriptural instructions in these chapters, Satan and his demons will not be able to influence you to be afraid.